want, man, I will totally give you like.
What do you want me to do? What is it exactly that you want me to do?
Do that thing where you fucking shred and then you do like touch, like touch
tell the people like so they really understand what you want me to do.
Okay, I was.
Because I don't think they get it.
Okay, really. I'll explain this.
I'm not sure I get it.
I know Neil for so long, right? And like, all we're both write these sad bastard tunes, right? But both of us got like the first and second Whitesnake records probably. And I'm from the 80s, which is like in the past or something. And anyway, so like one day I was in the back of the bus, right? And I totally am fascinated by really awful and also super excellent heavy metal and also speed metal and or black metal, you know, which is basically like super evil, but like whatever, we'll talk about that later. And and also the stuff called hair metal, which is really totally awesome and stupid also. But it was from a different time. They call it, it was like, what was it? Like before irony or something? Or it was ironically like
free irony.
It was like it was like the Roaring Twenties, but with like guys that looked, you know, like women, which is very weird. Anyway, oh hey, John. Anyway, so Neil picked up my. So anyway, like what I like to do up on in my spare time, besides like drive myself completely crazy and other people, is I like to like try to pretend to play metal. So one day Neil picked up my BC Rich War Beast, which is basically the most badass guitar ever.
All those great songs are written, written on a $200 BC Rich War Beast, just so you know.
No, it's cool. But the thing is the guitar's got all these really sharp edges and stuff, so I keep sort of wounding myself with it, which is also something that's weird. But anyway, it's probably not good to have on the bus. So he picked it up one day and started going with his fucking fingers, man. Like he was doing this thing. And it was so bitching. But he would never do it live. Just do it, man.
So okay, all right, you know what? I always say no to this.
MCNC, we want a real solo. Look at how many people are here. We gotta have like a Slash moment. Come on, man.
I always say no to this, but tonight
people have spoken.
It's special. So here you go. Wasn't that the climax to your show?